This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm
Paige. And headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So let's talk about the first car. What?
I don't know, man. I wanted to say hey to you. And the voice we've been doing for the past.
Oh.
But I didn't want to do it.
I was wondering why you were laughing.
We're just watching YouTube videos of impersonations.
We're watching YouTube videos, and it's like earlier when I almost cussed several times at the beginning of the show. Mark, I never did, but it was I was coming close. It's because off the air we were cussing a lot, so it kind of just flowed right in there. And as we were playing Candlebox, was it?
Yeah.
I was like, almost said it. So anyway, Fatboy, in other words, is trying to say he almost responded to you as Caitlyn Jenner just then.
There's a comedian named Kyle Dunnigan who does a great Caitlyn Jenner impersonation, but like the best part of it is where he goes, "Hey baby,
hey baby."
You can't keep. I can't stop doing it.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
It's yay, yeah, baby, not hey, baby.
Oh, very, I got it backwards.
Very different.
I didn't want to make you know.
I get you. Although we will. We will have heavenly bodies up there. Oh. What kind of craziness would it be? It's like...
Gigolo Jamie.
The heavenly body is you actually reverse gender when you get to heaven. What?
Oh, but do I look the same?
It's you as a woman.
Oh, no.
In heaven.
At least give me the mullet. If I've already dressed like a fat lesbian, at least let me have a haircut.
I think that's where rain comes from. It's the tears of people who got genderfied in heaven.
They got the backwards treatment.
Yeah. But you're not going to complain, or you know where you're going to go. Paige, you're saying.
I don't remember. I don't know where we went.
I was
talking about cars. Okay, so when you got your first car, and a lot of times your family will pass on an old car.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've known parents to give a child a car that they weren't prepared for. That it has like a heavy V8 engine because I know a girl that got a Mustang for her first car.
Sally?
No, okay. It was a nice Mustang. And
was it a Celine?
I had a Dave Mustang.
And then I know this other guy that had a Nova, and the Nova was from his dad, and he hydroplaned and took out like the median because it was a little too much car.
You know what's funny?
Was it a Cobra?
All my friends were a year older than me because of October birthday, and I actually got a hand-me-down from my good friend in high school. He got a second car. Mm-hmm. And I got his first car. I bought it from him. Actually, my parents bought it from him.
Like $1,000 maybe, like real cheap.
$1,200.
That seems about to go on rate for a
$1,200. You get whatever you want, but this is what we budgeted for your car. Imagine that. You tell your kid today, your first car is $1,200. Anything else, you got to pay for it. That's probably not safe.
Mine was $1,000, the first one. A 1985 Oldsmobile 98.
That's like what my brother
had. I had a 76 Nova.
Oh, man.
It was badass, too.
The Oldsmobile broke down a lot, and he was stuck places.
I was going to put some California wire rims on it because it had red interior, and it was white.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, I couldn't get them from Main Street. Thanks for that. I still hold a grudge almost 30 years later, whatever. It's cool.
I mean, I get that. I still have heat with Steve DeSalvo, but it all worked out. I mean, it worked out fine.
So the Mustang, now I'm thinking about this girl's car, and I'm going to tell you how badass this was that her dad gave it to her. It was a Mach 1. It was kind of yellow and black.
Like the Razor?
Yeah, it was really pretty.
Yeah.
And she got speeding tickets.
You know, that's the name of Mark Hendrick's yacht, is the Mach 1.
His yacht?
Yeah. It really is.
Wow.
Well, it's not a super yacht. It's like regular size yacht.
So when your friend got pulled over, she's like, can I get out of this ticket somehow?
She's not
And the bad. Cop said, you're a place for mine.
Wait, what'd you say?
She's not bad like I was.
I thought you said she's not pretty. I was like, what? It still worked.
No, she was cute.
Can I get out of this ticket?
Her dad was, you know, she had a divorce situation. Her dad tried to win her over by giving her that car. And then he
I laugh at failed marriages.
He got himself a nicer car, like a vet or something.
I hear you.
So it was cool. I was like, man, I want to be a part of your family.
That is girl.
Because I didn't get it. My brother got a car that was just given to him. Yeah. But my mom's like, well, we can, you know, your brother can drive you to school. No, he doesn't.
What did he get?
Or one of your boyfriends could drive you to school. And, you know. No,
what did your brother drive?
He drove
Six-four.
An Oldsmobile. And I don't know what he had after that.
Probably a Daewoo.
Like, do you remember the Oldsmobile type? Like, was it a Delta 88?
It was green, like metallic.
Oh, that
green.
Helps.
I don't even remember what it was.
You know, like now, they don't make cars. The only cars they make anymore with like crazy colors are like, I feel like, are like Hyundais or, you know, whatever's. But like, generally, everything else is just gray, black, and white, vehicle-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, in this room right now, think about it.
White,
think
mine's
outside.
Like a pearl.
Think outside the room right now, co-workers, outside these walls, what car is it?
Yep.
And then wild, he has like some old, really old Ford truck that he had all his life. But anyways, I decided that I would have to buy my own car because my mom wasn't going to buy me a car.
Oh.
So I went to work at the age of like 15, 16.
But it would have been easier for you to get rides, right?
Because,
you
know, well, that's what she said. School. You can get rides. And I was like, no, I don't want to be that way, getting rides all the time, because school was miles away and I'd have to walk home. Because my brother
even the cheapest rides cost 5 cents, and I'm talking about mustache.
So I went to work, and I went to the car lot, and I found my Opel GT and bought it.
I knew there was an Opel GT, so I heard of it from.
It was white somewhere. With tan interior.
I heard you mention it before, I believe.
Please don't touch
me. I'm trying
to
dinosaur kick
out.
You
it's
right in the forehead.
Down, I'm sorry.
I'm noticing like you're hitting it with your chin. And these things pick up from a little, like, look how far back I am talking right now.
If I got to come over there and fix it, I'm going to fart in it.
Because if I don't lift it up, people say, talk in your mic. Well, my mic sinks down when I'm talking because it doesn't stay screwed in.
You don't give those people a big bird. There you go.
Anyways, so back to the car.
We do it into the microphone so it transmits to your ears.
This is where I'm getting to the story where it's kind of not a good idea to give them a car unless they really know what they're doing. Because I bought the car before I really knew how to drive a stick shift. So I would get to stoplights.
You got to drive it with your butt.
I would get to stoplights and start to go, and I didn't. I would kill it. But then I got to learn how to drive after I stalled it a few times.
Did you ever miss a gear?
Of course I grind my gears. And you don't want to do that because you don't want to
double clutcher.
You don't want to sound like you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We do it every morning, though, so it's fun.
I know. Yeah. Did you ever try to kill people like Austin Dillon? Just drive right through them?
The dumbest thing I ever did
Cole Custer too.
Is I had an audition, and I parked down a hill, and I forgot that I had a stick shift, and it's hard to get out. And this is San Francisco.
Oh, my God.
And this is... on around Van Ness by my agent and
Van Ness.
Was it Lombard Street?
As a matter of fact, it was Lombard.
And miss you, Carol.
Not the curvy one, but the other side.
Yeah, not the one from sitcoms.
And it was around Lombard. And so I pulled in behind this car and then went into the audition. And then when I came out, there's somebody else parked right behind me. And I'm like, I cannot pull this car out with a stick.
They gave the position to Butterfly McQueen.
Without hitting either one. Right. So what I did is I went, knocked on the door, and asked the man to help me pull the car out.
Probably went to the cashier.
It's me, Mother Blanca.
Because I said, I just kind of learned how to drive this car, and I was here. And he goes, I'm so glad that you did this instead of trying to pull out and hit my car in front.
Oh,
You're like, I'm so nine,
he did,
girl.
He was very nice.
Were you reading for the role of Janet Jackson in Poetic Justice?
No.
Can actually, you drive stick? I can learn.
Actually, I got the job because they just, it was for an ad for like a tile floor or something, like some kind of flooring. And they were looking at your legs. And so it was just a shot of my legs.
Oh, okay. Like Costanza was a hand model. You were a leg model.
I was a leg model.
Was ZZ Top playing in the background?
No. All you had to do is just walk. Oh. And I walked on heels in this one thing and got the
like
job.
Up or down them?
You just walked. And
In heels.
In heels or a different kind of shoes. And I walked and I got the job.
Oh, wow. So were you thinking I should really be wearing boots?
I asked them what they wanted to see for the shoot. And they said to bring separate things. Like, you know, wear pants or whatever.
Yeah.
And okay, can you not walk across the floor again?
I happened to walk in.
I wish I had my breakdancing linoleum for you to walk on right now.
Are you not good at walking across shower floors? Are they like wet?
You know,
and stuff?
Honestly, when they sent me to these little fit things, I'd never get them because I would have like the weirdest body. And they would be like, why are you here? Body. You're too fat. Are you too this?
Dusty
too
said that? In his biography that ZZ Top actually thought about writing a follow-up called She Got Boobs after seeing the video.
Wow, they should have.
And I had to go see. Remember I told you I'd go see about North Beach Leather, and they sent me to that. And I thought there's no way that I would be modeling for them.
Why? Because you don't believe in killing cows for
leather? No, because I don't have a typical body that anybody wants to see on a fashion.
Same.
So. Do you got bad legs and you can't walk across
but
the shower
But I actually
floor?
Got booked because I looked good in a dress that was way too tight for me.
You know what sucks, though? It's like, and maybe I'm wrong with this, but like, don't women carry water weight different than men do?
Yes.
Okay. So I knew this this girl that she was gorgeous, beautifully.
It's
gorgeous.
Like the girl that has Down syndromes but the real hot body?
You know how your thigh is thicker than your ankles?
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, and your, you know, your calf and everything?
Yeah, but not as thick as
her thigh stayed that same girth all the way down to the ankles. I don't know. There had to be some kind of medical condition for that.
Did you pop your neck with both legs? Squeeze you in the thigh?
You mean it swelled on the bottom? That's kind of like...
It was like, yeah, all the way down.
Elephantitis is what that's called.
No, it wasn't that.
That's when you got big nuts.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I learned that from Rotten.com in high school.
Yeah, but it's any elephantitis. That's why they call it the elephant man elephantitis, because his face is all
I know somebody
up.
That had it, and it's very painful when you have that and it swells.
Was it a man?
It's a woman.
See, you know how like the sloth became nuts. Like the funny little thing for T-shirts, whatever? Like, oh, it's Friday, I'm slothing.
Baby Ruth.
And then so they took that as like lazy. And I was going to say, like, when I was a kid, I thought sloth meant you... Fell off the bed a lot when you were a kid.
Oh, no. It's just an animal that climbs in a tree.
I really did. So, I didn't know there was an animal named Sloth. I thought that was Chunk's friend.
They're adorable.
Three-toed sloth.
Now, what does this even have to do, though, with cars?
Okay, so back to the story, sorry.
I don't think we've even started it.
Handing down your old car to a teenager could be a deadly decision. And a study found that teens are 19% more likely to die in a fatal crash in a car that's more than 5 years old than cars that are...
Yes.
Oh. It's because of the safety regulations.
Jay Gilstrap, you probably mainly. Sent this story over, didn't you?
Yeah.
You need a new one.
It's because people don't... airbags...
I know.
They don't...
Yeah, it's like you can't get your kid too old of a car. You want them to learn... But they got to be safe, but the insurance is going to be through the roof.
When I got my first Expedition that time, or no, my second Expedition, the first one did not have the airbags in the roof or whatever.
Thanks a lot, Takata, trying to kill us.
And my second one, I had gotten in an accident. I didn't know where the damn airbag came from. I was not aware there were airbags in the ceiling, essentially.
Yeah, you want them deployed, especially when you roll.
The ceiling one deployed, but not the back seat one. Uh-huh. It was weird because I was like,
Paige got in a wreck with those suckers. The airbags go back.
She takes them everywhere.
I've had this conversation with my husband and seatbelts. If they're out, I know they're safe for you, but I've been hurt by them.
Yeah.
And how many people really have?
Because there's only one way you can wear it. It's right
I keep it that way, but that the way
you wear it like you just won a cotillion.
Well, I've pulled it to the side a little, But when I had it normally, it gave me like this bruise all the way around, and it felt like it broke my rib
really
on the side when I was T-bone.
This one's good.
Because I was the way I slid, it hit this side and that, you know, over.
When you ladies wear your seatbelts, I'm not a fan of you taking your shoes off and putting the foot up at the vent, but when you wear the seatbelt right where the cleavage is.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but then you can end up with a broken leg if you do that. You have to be very careful.
Oh, with a broken leg?
Yep. Yeah, if you get hit.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you're going to split yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Where the good Lord splits you already.
Your foot's going to go behind your ears, and not in a good way.
No, not in that cool way they do yoga and sex moves. Paige, that was, we did one story there, but we learned so much about your life. And I now could do a chronology of your cars. I really could.
Bitch and Camaro.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We still got happy birthdays. We still got suckets. And we're still going to tell you about Monday. So stand by.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fat Boy, you've talked to these folks. Is there one particular one? Or you just thrown them on hold and said, let's just see what happens?
You know what? Danielle's got an odd situation, I guess you could say.
Danielle. Yeah, now watch. This is going to be like Daniel E. And Fat Boy's calling this guy Danielle. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Danielle. Thanks for letting me call.
Well, you're right. Hey, well, you're very welcome. You're very, you know, we've had a patch of real courteous callers and P1s when they call in. So thank you for that, Danielle.
No problem.
Yeah. So what's the, Fat Boy knows, what's this interesting situation that you have here?
So, I've been seeing a guy and I really like him and we're hanging out. Things are going great. And then out of nowhere, he just dumps me.
Oh. Just like that, just out of the blue?
Yeah. I asked him what happened and after a week, he got back to me and he's like, you know, I asked what changed and you're not going to believe what he said.
Oh, God. Don't say his genitals.
Wow.
I don't even think
it's
about
happening
that.
These days, guys.
I hear.
Okay, what did he say? I'm sorry, Danielle.
He dumped me because of my teeth.
Your teeth?
Huh. Yeah. He said he couldn't get past my teeth, and I was like, are you serious right now?
I mean, how would he even notice? You got like...
Well, just you dating somebody, you going to kiss them? You going to look into their mouth, maybe?
Makes sense.
You know, run a finger in there?
You got bad ones?
You like sucking fingers?
No.
Fingers?
Sometimes.
Yeah, go ahead. Daniel.
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, like, you know, they're not perfect, but they're not like falling out of my head or rotting or anything.
So what, like, yeah, like, do you have, okay, now you brought this up, and Daniel, we can't see you. If you want to email us a photo, theriseguys@AOL.com,
oh,
we
please.
Will just, because you're probably wanting some honest feedback here, I would imagine. Because, gosh, if you called for the All Advice show yesterday, you would have, this would have got totally bypassed because of all the mom prom drama and all that.
Yeah.
Are you teethy? What they call teethy, where it looks like you have like too many teeth, or like, like what's exactly going on with them? You got fangs or what?
No. Cool. I got it like a crowded bottom row, and my front teeth are like a little bigger than normal. But you know, it's noticeable. But I've never been dumped because of them. And you know, here's the thing: I have a great body. I work out. I eat right. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm kind of well built.
I don't think it's you.
I'm not making this sexual or anything like that, but like, are you, when people say you have a great body and you work out and you're fit, are you like muscular? Are you like ripped? Like, could you go and do a thing like, are you stacked, you know? Like, yeah.
You know, like how
stacked? Yeah, I'd say stacked.
Are your boobs bigger than your muscles? I'm going to straight up ask you.
I'm a 34 double D.
Oh, you look good, girl. Damn.
This man threw the whole thing away over some teeth. Like, I don't get it. Like, am I crazy for thinking that's ridiculous?
Man,
I don't think you're crazy. But, and I also don't want to put it out there that looks are everything, but I'm not going to act like they're not at all, because those people are, you're absolutely lying. Like, you can say it all, people can say it all day. They can say, but his heart.
Yeah.
Now, I like the thought of that. I think that's really nice. That's like when we get to heaven or whatever. Like, there won't be these earthly bodies, so we'll all be kind of the same in energy or whatever that means.
We'll be heavenly bodies like Gigolo Jimmy.
Jimmy Del Rey.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think you're crazy at all. I just think that, first off, here's this. I'm going to just be honest with you here, Daniel, is that for whatever reason, he wanted to break up with you, and that's the excuse he used.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to, that's what I think.
Yeah, because the fact that she's talking about her boobs means that she's not hiding the fact that she has them, so she's not trying to suppress them or minimize them.
True.
So he should have noticed.
Ask how big she gave me the size, and that's like asking a woman her age.
And
are you older than your bra size?
How long were you going out? Just a couple?
Just a couple of weeks, but, you know, I thought it was going really well.
So if the teeth distract from the teat, something's going on.
Mm. Yeah, he's got somebody else. He's got a girlfriend.
Well, you don't necessarily know that either. Sometimes maybe it's just like you ever, like, went out with somebody or just met a friend or, you know, made a new friend? I don't at this age, but some people may.
You
make new friends where you're like, you know, something about this just ain't right. And I can't put my finger on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, just I can tell this ain't going to work or blah, blah, blah. It might just be that thing. And then when did you say, hey, why? And he's like, it's your teeth? First off, excuse or not, he's a dick.
Yeah, he better be. Like, what is he like?
He could use, like, even if that is the truth, he could have been a man about it and said, you know, it's just not clicking for me. But now, not only is he, like, shut you down real fast, now you're like, I mean, what was it you said? You have crowded on top or bottom one? I would hope it's the bottom and not the top. I'd look.
Yeah, crowded bottom row.
I got five buck teeth, guys. It's weird.
You took them off, dear.
Yeah, he's an ass H, first off. And secondly, he's just looking for an excuse to give you.
Because, maybe he's uncut and you made him nervous.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Is he in shape? That's a good question. You know, was this?
Did you hook up with him?
You know?
Yeah.
Did you have sex
with
him?
Kind of a dad bod.
Paige wants to know if y'all banged.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did.
He got what he wanted and moved
still
on.
Maybe that's why he has problems with the teeth.
Yeah.
Ah!
He got what he wanted. Just move on.
You didn't listen to NWA, did you, Danielle? They always said, it don't matter, just don't bite it.
Nah. I mean, look, hopefully it doesn't stick with you for a long time that you said you've never been dumped because of your teeth. So.
Are you from Western North Carolina, perhaps Transylvania County? I'm going to bite your neck.
Do you hate garlic?
Don't text him anymore. Just move on to the
someone else.
Danielle, since you've already offered this information, you've offered your breast size without us asking. Can I ask two more questions?
Okay.
Your height and your age.
5'5" and 37
Oh, wow.
Aww. Do you have plans Saturday?
Younger woman.
You sound like you're a lovely woman and you just went out with the wrong guy.
I like, I like everything you've said so far. I need to see the teeth, to be honest.
Do you have to check her hooves too? Because that sounds
her what?
Like, it sounds like, you know, the
like you're checking out some merchandise.
Yeah,
saying,
not.
We're
not,
talking here.
Not sliding.
That's
her.
The theme of this is like the dude allegedly broke up with her because her teeth, but she's like, I'm stacked. I got big old boobies.
Well, wait a minute.
Here's the thing. He knew she had bad teeth before he had sex with her, and I think that's terrible. He should have not.
Oh, was it?
If there is something that made him not be attracted to her, he shouldn't have used her like that.
I have two more bonus questions. Did you just have sex the one time? And secondly, what size shoe do you wear?
Just the once.
Ah.
And I wear a size 7 shoe.
Okay, so what are you doing Saturday?
Yeah, I
like everything so far.
Do you have a kid?
Who'd you vote for? I'm just kidding. No, seriously, who'd you vote for?
I didn't vote.
Maybe if you have a kid, they scared them off. Like, I don't know.
So, can I ask you a question?
This is the fourth bonus question, Daniel.
This is the last one, absolutely.
So you asked him what was wrong and how come he wasn't responding to you, and he told you that?
Yeah.
In those words. See, that's...
He just, okay, so words. This is where we just have to be honest. He just wanted that, and he got it, and then he's gone.
Yeah, he just wanted sex
you know
you.
It. Right, Danielle. Yeah. Danielle. Rebel yell. Danielle, you know that's it, and that sucks.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to act like I've never done that before, but I'm more mature now. I call them to check in and see if they want to do it again from time to time.
He told a girl he was gay.
Well, I thought I was going to. Just because I didn't have the heart to break up with her, Danielle, because her father was...
Slowly passing away.
And I didn't want to be mean, but I was like, I can't be in this relationship no worse. I was going to straight up fall on the sword, proverbially, and say, you know what? I'm into women anymore.
Can I say something to you, Danielle? Don't let it hurt your feelings.
Bonus question.
Because we had a woman who sent in an email about a man that told a woman that he didn't like her nipples because they were inverted.
They were inverted nipples, and that was
the
excuse.
So this is how men treat women, and you can do better than what you had before.
Don't
and
make this genderized.
No, I'm just saying, that's just, he should have not had sex with you if he didn't like the way you looked. Can't get
that's
past
fair.
Your teeth.
Danielle has politely, this text, Danielle has politely skirted your question three times, Matt, man. That's fine. I'll do it a fourth time. Danielle, do you have plans Saturday?
I do.
It's messed up.
I'm spending the weekend with my mom. It's Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right.
You know what you're doing right now, don't you, Danielle? You know what you're doing. I have to let that pass.
Are we talking like White Lotus type teeth here? I mean, like, you don't have anything like that going on.
I don't know that show. What does that mean?
No, but she's really pretty, that girl.
Yeah,
she's
she is. She got nice boobs.
She got like big teeth, though?
Yeah, she's got big front teeth. They were making fun of her on SNL, and it became a whole thing. Big overbite, huge.
I have big front teeth.
Big teeth.
What are you doing Memorial Day weekend? Okay, Danielle, thank you. You know, that was some brutal honesty, I suppose, but like, I think down deep, he kind of knew what it was. He got what he wanted, he bounced, and that's his dumb excuse.
Yeah.
There's bad guys out there, and all they want to do is just have sex.
Hey.
Use them like you.
Hug on that mama and love on her this weekend. You know what I'm saying with that. And, you know, Adam Matthew, if you ever want to, you know.
She'll probably call that guy back.
I'll tell you my foot size, too. I'm a 12. Yeah, 12.
You like that?
Yeah. 34
inseam. Oh.
Oh, she hung up.
Jesus. Dang, man.
You just go hang
like
up.
The first time we're through all this blah, 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 I finally have been like, yeah, I'm going to use this show to try to get laid now. And then
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nothing.
Rise Guys, P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1's listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night
at 800-774-0093.
P1's religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Live from callrobert.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. Say, time to say, hey, famous people born on May 9th. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck on it.
Paige, listen to this now. Fat Boy is either telepathic or messing with me right now.
Telephobic.
Why would he do
you remember the thing
like
he
that?
Said a while ago, something about Ric Flair that was on my screen right when he said it?
Yes.
Look where I'm sitting here like this, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And just out of the blue.
Think about this. He cannot see my full... He can only see basically the breasts up on me right now.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, have you ever... And we won't say it because I don't... No freebies. Hey, yeah. Have you ever eaten at so-and-so restaurant? I'm like...
Because there's one close by, hidden. Not a lot of people know
I'm
about.
Like, you're blanking with me right now. He's like, why are you saying that? That's the restaurant he referenced. And that's on my t-shirt right now.
Sponsored. I think you all are synced up.
I don't know. I mean, that's good in a sense, but like...
The restaurant's called Eggplant Straight Up the Peach.
No,
it's on his shirt.
I'll say, I mean, maybe they'll want to advertise with Cane's, Raising Cane's chicken. I went to the Co Wetzel show and they gave us these t-shirts and it's, you know, like on Planet Shirts, they'll have those weird band names or whatever on the back. He's smart enough to, he puts a sponsor on his t-shirts and then gives them away. It's kind
of
brilliant.
I was going to make a shirt and of course it has already been made. Raisin Hill. It exists. It's a raisin with devil horns and a pitchfork.
Of course it exists. Yep. God, I thought of one the other day that now I can't remember. Oh, I know what it was. It was, again, back to my shirt. It was going to be David Allen Co. Wetzel. I was like, that could be a fun little meme. But then I was like, no, that'll be a Facebook fussing name.
Can you imagine the language and the music?
Well, on both of them. Oh. You get that little co in there. I mean, that's like female attorney.
You get a lot of stuff on that pillow. Already got a lot of stuff on the pillows.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's go with, let's start with Prince Fielder. Cecil's boy.
Oh, and now his son is going to be playing.
God, that's crazy.
Three generations I've lived through of one family baseball. team? Or what do you
know? I want to say the Yastrzemskis are the first. Are, yeah. I don't know if they're first, but they're three generations.
Mike, Carl, and I don't remember the other one.
Blimey, who's the one who plays on the Giants?
The grandson. Yeah, that's the grandson. On his, they did a variation of his card last year and put him on the field with his granddaddy. I was like, that's badass right there, man. Yep. Oh, yes.
So you have three generations of fielder.
Prince has got to be.
Griffey's only went two because Trey had played football.
Yeah. And Craig, there was no hope. No, I'm going to go 36.
35.
Prince Fielder, surprisingly to me, is 41 years old.
Wow. Gosh.
He and Cecil are the only father-son combo
it's
to hit.
Cecil.
To each hit 50 home runs in a season.
Is Dang. Cecil younger or older?
He's older.
Yeah, that's an older person's name.
And you know, like he got like pushed down. Oh, Cecil, he got pushed down. I think who was he first with Detroit? I want to say, but they didn't re-sign him. He wouldn't play in Japan for like 3 years, and then came back, and that's where he started hitting all them dingers. And by that, I mean home runs.
Dude, Prince was mashing. The Brewers didn't do anything, but you had Ryan Braun, you had Prince Fielder, you know, Corey Hart.
Some about those big hitters back then, or even now still, like, they all have big butts. Like, and, Cecil Fielder had the biggest ass. Also, really Tony was. Gwynn,
rest
Kirby Puckett, also rest in peace, but big butt. Yes, who's next?
Let's go with...
Looks like we're doing American Idol auditions. All right, it's going to be a no from us.
She's been in a ton of movies. She's Ahsoka, and she was in The Mandalorian. Rosario Dawson.
Rosario's, yes. She was in
Good Looking as Hell.
Clerks, too.
Yeah.
Well, all the Clerks, I should say. Not T-O-O.
She was Men in Black 2, Sin City.
Yeah. She's had a good resume.
Grindhouse. She is Ahsoka.
Big birthday?
Ahsoka. Nope.
52.
Mandalorian's a good show.
This one was Sasha Banks.
40, yeah, she was in
45.
There. Rosario Dawson is 46 years old today. We got some music finally.
Andrew WK.
Yes, sir. Hot ass wife. Probably stares at her naked all the time.
What's her name?
Kat Dennings.
Yeah. I get her mixed up with the. I can't think of another way to say this. The. Comic actor whose husband took his life end of the year last year.
Oh, Aubrey Plaza.
I get her mixed up with her. I knew a Louis Plaza when I was younger. What's up, O-Fivers?
Oh, Lord. They let you know, too, they're O-Fivers.
Burp. 50. Well, he's older than we usually assume. I was like 57.
58.
Andrew WK is 46 years old.
My Lord.
I'll never forget his first SNL because The Rock was the host. It was the first time The Rock hosted.
Was that the one where Foley and Big Show were with him?
Yeah, Triple H, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, even then, Triple H was working himself into stuff.
You got a lot of guesses with this one.
I'm going to go first with... I'm going to go Inspector Deck.
Nope.
Paige? Mm-hmm. I'll go RZA.
It is not RZA, as Paige would say. And it's not, I'll give you a hint. It's not Method Man either. Kick it in. School menu today. Hey, we got Pizza Friday. Going to school. It's almost time to get out of school.
I'm embarrassed now.
Check out my tater tots.
But I'll remind those of you who've never seen me on social media, I'm white. So I do get that excuse.
Check out my gravy.
I'm going to ask for the initials of a rapper and see if I can solve it that way.
GK.
Ghostface Killer.
It is Ghostface Killer's birthday.
Andrew GK, also celebrating a birthday. Ghostface Killer, Killer, Killer.
Check out the lunch menu.
Such a freaking
we got strawberry
awesome.
Milk for you.
None of these guys today can put that same beat together like this stuff, even instrumental, is just frivolous fun. I love their love of karate. That was always interesting to me.
Yeah, the Iron Fist movie, that was good. RZA. Woman Who Took the Iron Fist, I think was the movie.
Were you shocked to see he was this old?
Yeah, but it makes sense, you know.
59.
60.
let's go 55 years old for Ghostface Killer.
Who's the oldest member still with us? Do you know? Would it be Method Man, probably?
Maybe. It might be Ghostface Killer.
I love that dude's voice. Like, even the way he just talks. Like, it's just a... It's got that sound, you know, that Bronx sound, yeah. But not too much like Bubba Ray Dudley sound. But, yeah.
Let's do the lead singer of Depeche Mode. Dave Gahan. Or some people might say Gahan.
That was a song by Eric Clapton, was it not? No, that was Slow Hand. Pardon me.
Confused with my own horn.
You were somewhat off. That's okay.
Go, Gahan, take it easy. Dun, dun. Paige, I'll go with you, whatever you say. You know music like... back of your hand, whatever that means.
Like her whole fist.
Oh, is that what it is?
God, I don't know. 66?
Okay.
Bump it down a few to 63.
Oh. Bump it down to 6 tray.
For old Dave.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we couldn't play that much more, but we got to play this song.
Yeah.
Great show. Remember, Flashman graduated Columbia Medical School and had to move to Alaska.
Shoot. Oh, God. Give me the initials of the show. Northern Exposure.
Yeah, it was.
Didn't need it.
It is John Corbett's birthday. He was the DJ on Northern Exposure.
He's hot.
A lot of women love John Corbett. I like him. He's a great actor.
He's like that. Who's that other Mr. Big? That guy, Mr. Big.
Chris Noth.
Yeah, like he's got that.
I'm not attracted to Chris Noth.
Me neither.
I like this guy's kind of cool. And
they were both on the same show. Both
Sex
on
in the City.
Corbett's on there. I think now I saw a promo watching Crabbin. They got a deadly. I was watching Deadliest Catch. They got a Sex in the City coming up, and that's where I saw him on. I'm like, oh, there's John Corbett.
You watch a show called Crabbin?
No, Deadliest Catch.
Oh,
but I call it Crabbin.
There was one called Shrimpin', right?
Big Shrimpin'.
Shrimpin' Ain't Easy. Is that what it was called? Big Shrimpin'. Yeah,
Big Shrimpin'. Yeah.
Okay. Paige, what did we say? Let's go together on the 68. You said too high.
65?
You saw 66 a moment ago. I'm going to go 66 through Paige's vision.
Close. John Corbett, 64 years old today.
Blame it.
Let's do one more here, and this
I'd
is
like
a pretty big
one
to do.
Me too.
You might get this one.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel's birthday today. OBJ.
He's going to celebrate by going through a drive-thru. Get it?
Uptown Squirrel.
You follow Chevy Chase, Fat Boy, on Instagram?
Yeah.
Did you see you had lunch the other day with Christy Brinkley?
I missed that one.
Oh, dude, that was freaking awesome.
Did you see that Kevin Costner, he's in Myrtle Beach golfing?
Yeah.
And he's just hanging out with Bill Murray.
Yeah.
It's like, it must be
We're
nice.
Never there at the same time.
I'll never get to see Bill. Spackler.
Surprising?
Nah.
Okay. 71.
70. I'll say 70.
76 years old. Let me cut a couple of these out here for Billy Joel.
For your piano man.
Yes, sir. Do I have any? I don't think I have any happy heavenlies.
Has there ever anybody been on there that you felt is probably burning in hell, so you did not do them a birthday?
Yeah. Like,
Anton LaVey or someone?
Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden. Sure. They put people like that on the list.
Right.
Candace Bergen, 79 years old today.
Murphy Brown. Ah.
Real quick, this weekend, Kenan Thompson's birthday is tomorrow.
Is he still on SNL?
I'm just
kidding.
he's the longest tenure cast member ever.
He will be on there till Lauren's dead.
He's going to be 47. And Bono Houston from U2, he's going to be 65 years old on Saturday.
What's his real name?
Paul.
Walt?
Paul.
Paul. Oh, yeah, speaking of that and SNL, Walter Goggins. Scoggins.
God dang it.
Shut up. It's a similar name to someone I know in real life.
Uncle Baby Billy, just say that.
Uncle Baby Billy is going to be hosting SNL.
God, I hope it's good.
I hope it's good.
Last week was great.
As long as the writers of the last season of Righteous Gemstones aren't writing any sketches for this week's episode, I think it should be good.
Ooh.
I think it should be good. Also, to clarify earlier, Fatboy and I were talking about, and Paige as well, about a show that Fatboy and I are watching. He said he's going to rewatch it. The alarms went off on the text line.
Rewatch.
Rewatch, not rewipe.
Don't freak out on me, Party Man Dan.
Many of you know that we throw little Easter eggs out there on the Friday before we know we're going to be off that Monday or the whole week and say rewipe as code. They did not say rewipe. And I'm saying it right now, but only an example. We will be here live Monday.
We will be.
Live. for 6 hours. Or 4 hours, what?
Oh, hang on now.
Yeah. Got to be here by 6. And,
well, 5 if you count the rewind.
Sure. Okay. Catch up on this week's podcast, or if you missed any of today, there's, I feel like, a freaking solid week of shows. You can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone lines. And we'll send you a link to get it. It's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, Spotify, Apple Music. Go get it.
Catch up.
Also, to Paige, to Big Mama, and all the mamas out there. Baby's mama's mama. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh.
Also, personal note, it's my grandma's birthday. Nanny, my favorite, if it's okay to say it, favorite grandma.
Yeah.
And the silver lining is my mom will be up there with her mother on Mother's Day weekend and her birthday weekend. So it's I'm looking for the silver linings.
One gift, two occasions.
Yeah.
You know how that works.
I know. That's something they would say. My grandma would say, now, you're not just going to get me two presents. You can't combine, you know, if you have like a, your birthday's like December 19th. They're going to combine those gifts together.
Yeah, hey,
that's my brother. December.
I'm fine with getting something like for my birthday and it being part of my Christmas.
Oh, I bet.
I'm fine with that. All right. Paige, any closing words? Well, we're out of time. Fat boy. I'm kidding. Anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, happy weekend.
Happy weekend, fat boy.
Well, I think we're good. Pop, I worked it in.
All right. He's already said all he wants to say. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
I have something to say. One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.